Drive with Julian Clover.
Getting you home.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
This hour, we're going to be hearing from John Bridge, who is the chief executive of Cambridgeshire Chambers of Commerce. But first, we'll have a chat with Rod Cantrell. Rod is the Lib Dem City Councillor for Newnham, also stood, of course, for the post of Mayor of Cambridgeshire and Peterborough, which sounds far too long ago now, Rod.
It does, Julian.
He also runs his own local business as well. Rod, you're very welcome to join us this afternoon. Lots of local interest, really, I'd say, in what the Chancellor had to say. In particular, his announcement, we played part of it in the news at 5 o'clock, with regards to the Oxford-Cambridge corridor and this idea of, as was mentioned by the National Infrastructure Committee last week, the idea of that South Cambridge railway station, which we've heard so much about over the past couple of years. Do you think we're actually going to get it now?
Well, look, I'd like to think that we are. I think one of the big issues we have, as I listen to people on the doorstep during the mayoral campaign, is the lack of proper public transport and proper infrastructure to address the growth. And so the Cambridge South Station will be a much-needed welcome, as the North Station has been, in terms of helping people get to work on public transport without having to use their cars. I think one of the big questions is how we will fund that project, because it is not clear in terms of where the funding will come from. And I think that is still a big question mark that needs to be understood over the coming days and weeks.
Bearing in mind the national picture and the suggestion that from the Office for Budget Responsibility that economic growth in the United Kingdom is not going to be necessarily what was expected, might be able to make a good guess that is people going to have to be knocking on the doors of businesses such as AstraZeneca, who were out on the biomedical campus, to try and fund this one.
I think, look, I mean, one of the biggest issues that I think came out of the budget is the 45 million black hole in terms of growth. That, you know, equates roughly to, you know, every resident in Cambridge being worse off by about £700. And so as a result of that, the government doesn't have the money to be able to invest in an area like Cambridge, which is experiencing strong growth. It's one of the key drivers of economic activity in the country. And so we will be forced to look at other ways in which we can fund those types of infrastructure projects. And the likes of the key stakeholders in the city, such as AstraZeneca, such as the university, I'm sure we will end up having to have a discussion with them as to how they can help in terms of funding these types of projects.
I think there already have been hints, of course, but as to how much they would be willing to go and to how much more they might be prepared to commit, I guess, will be dependent on some future conversations. And of course, we need the stations because we need to get people into the city, because we know that housing in the city is very expensive. But of course, there's not necessarily the housing on the outskirts either, and this seems to be another thing that the Chancellor is trying to do to increase the housing stock once more. Generally, in national terms, is it enough so far?
Well, firstly, I think that you have to break it down and look at a number of components. I think everybody accepts that the housing market in Cambridge is broken. It's broken on an ownership basis. House prices have gone up by 61% in the last 10 years. It's broken on a rental basis. Rents have gone up in the last 3 years in the city by about 20%. So normal people doing normal jobs, teachers, nurses, care workers and so forth, can't afford to live in the city. And those are the people who are the important glue that keeps this city going. So we do need to do something. And in the short term, there need to be things that are done to help people to rent in the city. I mean, the Chancellor's indication, for example, on stamp duty up to 300,000. I mean, it would be great to find a property in this city that is less than 300,000.
I'm going to say good luck with that.
Really. Precisely. That just illustrates the problem that we have. Now, he's indicated some broad brush positions, and to the extent that he allows the city council to borrow more money, at the moment there's a cap on the amount of money we can borrow to build houses.
Because this has gradually been easing over the last couple of years or so, I think, because there was one time when I'd be speaking to Kevin Price, as you know, the executive councillor who has responsibility for some of these things, and he was bemoaning the fact that any council house he could build would end up being sold off. It certainly doesn't seem to be necessarily that the case anymore.
Well, the facts are that basically, up until 2015, under the coalition government, the city council had a plan to build 2,000 new homes, and they were allowed to borrow to do that. That was 2,000 social homes. The current government, when they got back in power in 15, put a cap on that, so that whole business plan was destroyed. And then in the last 12 months, as we're aware, the devolved money, 70 million, has enabled us to start the process of building 500 homes. Today, we have 2,500 households on the housing need register of the council. I would estimate there's at least another 1,000 households who don't even make the register, who are still in need of a home. So there is a chronic crisis in terms of housing in the city, not just social housing, but housing that we can afford to rent to people on a proper rental basis, not on a market basis. This concept of the living rent that I had during the mayoral campaign, and I'm very keen on, where you charge a rent on the basis of a third of someone's income, not on the market rents. Now, coming back to the budget, what the Chancellor seems to indicate, for certain councils, he will allow them to borrow more, which will enable them to build more council houses.
And one might assume that Cambridge City Council would be one of those bearing, we don't know, because
devil is in the detail.
Precisely, we're waiting for the goodness knows how big the budget
book
will be.
But assuming we are, that gives the current Labour administration an opportunity to, for example, on the Mill Road depot site, to increase the amount of social housing there from 50%, say, to 60 or 70%.
And it's not so far along the process that they can,
they can still change their minds on that. Precisely, I still think they have the opportunity to do that. And that's a key site. It's basically delivering over 200 homes in a very central location in the city. And I think there are then also other sites where they can increase the level of social housing if they're able to borrow and that cap's lifted. But again, we don't know whether or not Cambridge is in that group of authorities that will be allowed to lift their borrowing cap in relation to the housing revenue account.
And presumably we'll find that out in the next few days. Yeah. I suppose I have to mention West Fields, which is, I think, half in your area of Newnham and half falling into South Cambridgeshire. There'll be people in the West Fields area, and they're thinking to themselves, the Chancellor is saying this for new houses. There's going to be more pressure to pass anything in this area again.
Yeah, look, I think that you have to look at it on the levels of, firstly, there is a housing need. We also have a local plan. That local plan, which was approved by the council in 2014 and reapproved in 2015, has just finalised its process with the government inspectors. The position of that local plan is those types of sites, like Westfields, are protected in relation to housing development. So that plan will get implemented. That plan does contemplate building 14,000 homes within the city, but actually on the broader basis, including South Cams, it's a total of 31,000 homes that would be built through to 2026. The fundamental thing is to have the correct form of integrated public transport to get those people into the locations where the jobs are. And that comes back to things like light rail, it comes back to short-term solutions, it comes back to electric buses, so that people can be confident that they can rely on public transport. And there it then comes back into the point the Chancellor raised in relation to the National Infrastructure Study and the report in relation to the Oxford and Cambridge Arc, the expressway and the West to East rail route. And my concern with that is that we will build the expressway because that's a road on which cars go, and the rail will never come. I mean, they're talking about 2030 for the rail to actually be completed, particularly the last section, which is from Bedford to Cambridge, where the existing line no longer, the route of the old line no longer exists. So they're going to have to create
start all over again, precisely, as it were,
and what worries me is that we'll end up with a scenario where we have new settlements just outside the city, like Camborne, where there is no public transport infrastructure, and people are relying again on cars.
Camborne's an interesting example because the Chancellor was also mentioning broadband, and I know, in fact, my colleague Tim, sitting in the next studio over there, is a happy Camborne resident. But boy, did he have to wait for some considerable time after he went into his new house to get decent broadband available there. And you can transfer that to all sorts of public services, of which broadband, I would say, arguably counts as one. Now we can debate about how much speed you need, but that's another issue, isn't it, of getting all of these services, not just transport, although that's important enough, joined up in time to foster a real community in these areas once the homes are built.
Precisely. Look, my ward is Newnham, as you mentioned earlier, and there you have an amazing community. You have small local shops. The sense of community spirit and community structure are very strong. And actually, I'd like to think that those new communities have all the parts to them, like a doctor's surgery, like a chemist, like good broadband, like good public transport, as those communities are built, not thinking about it afterwards. And the challenge we have, and it's great to come up with very large numbers in terms of new homes being developed, but actually it should be more than just bricks and mortar. It should be a proper community where people feel that they're part of it and where there are all the components of that community are in place at the time that those houses are being built.
We shall see if we manage to get some joined up government on that. I'm slightly unoptimistic that might be the case. Rod, thank you very much for your thoughts this afternoon. Rod Cantrell, who is, amongst other things, City Councillor for Newnham. It's now 5:21.